Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach John Malloy. We're going to talk Jeff West girls basketball. The Lady Tigers are 7-4 on the season. All 7 wins coming in the Big 7 League, 7-2 in league play, including a league win last week. Coach Roy, your only game last week, you were able to play Perry LeCompton in a girls-only contest and beat Perry 47-28, a team that struggled a little bit. But going back to last Thursday, did you feel like your girls did things well and played well in that contest?
Yeah, we did. We played well. Our defense was good. Our offense was good. We had lost the previous Friday to Nemaha in a home game in a close game where we didn't play well. So we rebounded from that. We were at full strength and played the kind of basketball that I expect to play and played the kind of defense I expect to play. And we held them at bay. We had I can't remember what their points were, but they were just in the teens, and they had a pretty good fourth quarter, but that gave me the opportunity in the fourth quarter to play some of my JV players for an extended period of time, and that's where they kind of made a little push at the end to get to where they did point-wise, but I was real happy with how the girls played.
Tournament week, Top Gun Classic, Wellsville. It's been a good tournament for your girls program the last few years. See some different teams and obviously some pretty good teams. You fall in the first round of that tournament to Spring Hill, 43-26. So I know kind of a frustrating, disappointing loss, but still a couple more games that you should be able to hopefully bounce back in this tournament this week, huh?
Yeah, we go up there with the idea that we're going to play teams we're not familiar with and play. I mean, there are a bunch of 4A and 5A schools up there, so we know we're going to go up there and play really good competition, and that's what we want. We want to be challenged. We want to walk away from the tournament a better team than going to, say a lower caliber tournament where you end up beating teams up by 30 points. But, yeah, we went in to play Spring Hill, and, we were ready for the challenge, or so I thought, and thought, by the film that we had seen on them, that this is a team that we can compete with, that this is a team we could even beat, and we just did not play well. I'll give credit to Spring Hill. They had one particular girl which we were trying to shut down. She was lights out from the 3-point line, and she was their best player, and we had a hard time shutting her down, even though that was one of our goals. But she was a much better defender than I expected, and she gave us fits on our offensive end, but we just did not perform. We couldn't hit the broadside of a barn shooting the ball. We only had a couple of perimeter shots the entire game that went in. We had good looks, made good decisions shooting the ball most of the time, but we just couldn't get it to go in, and we turned the ball over too much. And it was disappointing because, again, trying to go up there to play the level of competition that we want to get better, you hope, even in losing effort, that you at least we played well, at least we did this well, and we just didn't do anything very well. Hopefully we can bounce back against Wellsville on Thursday and come away with a little bit more positive attitude on how we're going to compete and hopefully go into Saturday with a chance to get another win.
You bet. Yeah, 2-1 tournament record could be still a springboard and boost going through the second time in the league schedule here coming up second half of the season. Best of luck finishing out the tournament there in Wellsville this week. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate it.
John Malloy, head coach of the Jeff West girls. We'll talk Tiger boys basketball next.